This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
A few months ago, I had in a message that most people measure greatness by achievement and accumulation. Tell me what you've done and tell me what you've got and I'll tell you how great you are. That's how the world measures greatness. The Lord measures greatness by humility. The Lord measures greatness by humility. But let me give you another one that I didn't mention 2 or 3 months ago. The world measures greatness by how many people serve you. How many people report to you? How many people look to you as their superior? And some people say, well, I have a lot of people who look to me like that. That becomes a form of pride. And whereas Jesus would say, how many people do you serve? That's how I measure greatness. How many people do you minister to? How many people do you serve? People who can't do anything for you. People you're not networking with so they can help you later on. People that can do absolutely nothing for you. When Annie and I moved to Columbus, Ohio, to begin our ministry there a long time ago, I remember the conversation as if it were yesterday. A woman who was very sincere, I'm not questioning her sincerity at all, came up to us and she said, I just want to warn you about a woman in the church. She's an elderly woman. She's in her 80s. And if you befriend her, she's going to start calling you and she's going to start bugging you. And, you know, you'll just regret it. So just stay away from this woman named Margaret. And we thought, well, a word to the wise. But you know what happened? The Lord would use this woman that many people thought was simple, low on the intellectual scale, to minister to us in ways that we never would have dreamed. She would say things that were uncanny. She would speak to an issue in my life, and she didn't even know what she was talking about, but the Lord used her. You see, the culture would say, stay away from the Margarets of the world. The Lord says, no, I want you to minister to Margaret. I want you to minister to the Margarets of the world and offer to be a servant to the Margarets of the world, because the Lord says, that's how I measure greatness. You want to be mega in the kingdom? Serve people. Serve the people who are the micros in the world, so to speak, to use those Greek words. And that's how the Lord measures greatness. The world measures greatness by achievement, accumulation. The Lord measures it by humility. The Lord measures it by how many people do we serve. When I say the word risk to some people, they always hear the word money with that. You talk to business people and you mention the word risk, they're thinking money. And that's true. Risk is often involved with money. But Gail Sheehy, in her book Pathfinders, did some research looking for the secrets of truly contented people. She wondered what made people have a sense of well-being, and this really surprised me. She said, one of the traits of people who have contentment in life are people who are willing to take risks. I would have never thought that. That one of the signs of a contented man, a contented woman, is somebody who's willing to take a risk. Let's launch out. Let's risk something. And I was thinking about that. There are people who are willing every day to take financial risks. Political risk, educational risk, well, let's go to that school instead. And they never think to take a risk for the kingdom of God. They never think to take a risk for what really matters in life, the kingdom of God that's in Jesus Christ.
Well, the title of this message is Redefine Greatness from Luke, the 9th chapter. It concludes tomorrow on Cross Hope. A reminder that our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. Be sure to look at visual stories on crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.